This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We've got a lot to talk about. A bunch of us are wearing red. It's Go Red for Women Heart Month, although I think we should also go red for men. Okay, you know, my father had a heart attack. I'm, you know, very, very scared about anybody having a heart attack. So I'm wearing red for everybody, men and women, because heart disease is still the number one killer. There's a lot of symptoms that people have, and they're not just the typical left chest pain. When my father died, he didn't have any left chest pain. And he didn't have arm pain and anything like that. So we're going to talk about heart disease. We're going to talk about some of the professions that we notice women seem to be more afflicted with heart disease. I'm also going to give you guys the latest with Corona, of course, and some interesting stuff with tonight's debate from the Democratic side. So we're going to get to that. But, you know, a common question I get, and it's obviously coming to me because, you know, I work with a lot of students and I, you know, have a lot of friends who are older doctors. And so I get asked, who is a better doctor to see, an older doctor or a younger doctor? And there was a study a couple years ago done out of Harvard that really didn't answer that too well. It actually found that if you looked at the mortality rate of doctors under 40, it was actually a little bit less than doctors under 60 or over 60. And some of the, and then the median mortality rate was the middle-aged doctor. So there was an argument in that study that maybe younger might be better when they looked at 700,000 hospital admissions between the period of 2011 and 2014. But I just have a different take on it, okay? Because I was a young doctor once. I was. I know it's hard to admit. And I'm on my way to being an older doctor, even though I'm semi-retired already. So that's a problem. I don't like to tell people I'm semi-retired because I people then think I'm older than I am. It's really, really hard to kind of play the 29 card when you tell people you're semi-retired. So being honest, if I was honest with me, okay, I did some of my best medicine, not as a student, not as a resident, but within those first couple years of finishing school. Actually, so my best medicine was when I was an ER doc at Lake Havasu. I told you guys about this case, which actually kind of fits with this whole women in red and, you know, heart disease. There was a woman coming in with a UTI, and I was really, really busy. We were slammed in the ER. I was splitting it with another doctor who was an official ER doctor, and so we really didn't have a bed for her. So we kind of had her in the, we kind of had her, you know, on a gurney in a private area in the hallway. And she had a UTI. And she said she was nauseous after we, you know, were getting ready to discharge her. She asked me for some nausea medicine. So I gave her some nausea medicine. And then she started having a little trouble breathing after she got that nausea medicine. I've told you guys this story multiple times. And I'm like, wait a second. I have an older woman here with trouble breathing. Even though her urine looked like she had a UTI, something's not right. We checked her heart. Checked her lungs. It turned out she was having a heart attack, but a second heart attack. Her cardiac enzymes, I decided to run like through the roof, and it turned out that she had a heart attack the night before, woke up feeling funny, and she thought it was a UTI. You know, one thing we're trying to make well known on, you know, this week with heart disease and wearing red is, this month, is, you know, some women may not have that typical chest pain, going to the left arm, dizziness, palpitations. They may walk in saying, I think I have a UTI. Anyway, so we sent her to Arizona. She was great. She was fine. So basically, that nausea medicine Or maybe not the nausea medicine. Maybe she just started feeling nauseous because she was going into her second aftershock, her second MI. And luckily she was cast, lived, did great. But that was one of the very rare times somebody presented with a UTI was actually having a heart attack. Now, I'm not saying if you have a UTI, you might have a heart attack. But I picked up on that because I was young and I was ready for it and I was looking for it. I wasn't lazy and relaxed in a lot of my diagnoses. I've had people come in with a toothache and I'm like, you know, this is a toothache. I got to check the heart. So when I was younger, had a lot more energy, was always ruling out the bad stuff because, again, my older doctors were being sued left and right for all sorts of things. And they would say, look, you x-ray somebody who smokes twice a year. You do this, which is kind of one of the reasons why we had Obamacare. It's because doctors in my generation had to order a bunch of tests, you know, to not miss something. And we did it. You know, we didn't miss a cancer. We didn't miss things. But on the flip side, it costs healthcare a lot of money. So the younger doctors I like because they're fresh, they're looking for things, and they're on it. However, the older doctors, they could diagnose without a test. An older doctor could just look at you. You know, I could look at somebody and go, okay, something's not right. And I was trained to diagnose without the CT, without the MRI. A good physical diagnosis is supposed to diagnose you, and then you just use the MRI or the CT to confirm. So I miss the old school doctors in that they were trained with their hands, not online and not, you know, using a computer generated EHR to help populate all the symptoms. But these younger people, they know the latest. They know the latest treatments out there. They know what we could do for cancer. They understand a lot of the imaging and they're up on the latest studies. So if I had to pick who is better, an older doctor or a younger doctor, my answer is middle-aged, okay? But only if that middle-aged doctor is, one, in contact with baby doctors, young doctors, I call them babies, little babies, oh my gosh, my little baby's all grown up. But, one, if they're in contact with the younger doctors and open to all the new information and learning, but, two, make sure, on the flip side, that they embrace the old-school type of medicine where, one, you listen to a patient, you take time with the patient, you follow that patient, and you follow up on them and you hopefully have that longevity. I don't know if it's an idea of you picking old or young or whatever as your doctor. The medical landscape has changed it where you don't get the same doctor anymore, or insurance changes and you don't get the same doctor. So in a way, you're going to be losing it, which is why we're relying on computers. But don't discount an older doctor or a younger doctor. That's the point. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist spouse who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. Permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Dr. Dolly, you should thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so guys, I tried to wait. I know we're already coming into the second week of the month. I got to start talking about heart disease. You know, February is National Heart Month, and I know a lot of people don't like these health months. You know, it kind of depresses them, just like October. October with Breast Cancer Awareness Month, that's a rough one. For people who have breast cancer, or people who have family members with breast cancer, it's a rough one. All month long, you are reminded of the cancer diagnosis, and it's tough, but the flip good side to it is, you know, we're educating people, and we're, you know, hopefully you're going to learn just a little something new, and then maybe be more, you know, diligent when it comes to your heart health, okay? And so, you know, let's kind of, you know, teach you what we can, and don't get depressed, okay? Because it's... heart disease is beatable. So, you know, we just have to get our acts together. So, heart disease, leading cause of death. Men, women, people of most racial and ethnic groups in the United States, if you ever have a test to take and they say, what is the number one cause of death? And you want to say the in-laws or the wife, no, that's not the answer. The number one cause is heart disease. Apparently, and very frightening, every 37 seconds, somebody dies of heart disease. Which means since we started the show, we are looking at possibly 40 people who have possibly died already of a heart attack since my show started. 647,000 Americans, according to the CDC, die each year from heart disease. 647,000. That's one in every four deaths. So, it's a lot every year. I mean, that's worse than a war. That's worse than coronavirus. It's worse than flu. So, yeah, we need to talk about it. Heart disease costs the United States about $219 billion each year from 2014 to 2015. Healthcare services, medicines, lost productivity, families needing to go on government assistance because dad died, you know, grandpa died. So the most common type of heart disease, there's tons of heart disease. We've talked about congestive heart failure where the heart is a pump and it doesn't seem to work well as a pump because the muscle's weak. You have abnormal rhythms to the heart. But the number one cause of heart disease is coronary heart disease. Coronary heart disease is where a coronary or a artery going to the heart gets clogged or blocked. That kills about 365,000 people a year. Now, who gets coronary artery disease? Well, it could be older people. They say 2 in 10 deaths happen, you know, in those under 65. The majority of them, 8 in 10 deaths happen over 65. But get this, 18.2 million adults age 20 or older have this. Remember I told you there was a study where I believe they looked at Vietnam vets who had died. And they looked at their hearts and they looked at their arteries. And there was already artery blockage in 18-year-old men. Boys. 18-year-old boys who died in Vietnam. And back in the 60s, you didn't really always eat McDonald's. Now, maybe a lot of the foods was fried and fat and, you know, things like that. So it might have been, you know, some of the home-cooked meals that could have done it. But you get artery clogging even as a kid. So every 40 seconds, somebody might have be having a heart attack. Dying of cardiovascular disease could be anything, CHF, atrial fibrillation. But every 40 seconds, somebody has a heart attack. They say every year, 805,000 Americans have heart attacks, so almost a million every year. 605,000 is a first heart attack, 200,000 are repeats. And one in five heart attacks, according to the CDC, is silent. Meaning, you don't even know you had it. A lot of people who have had a heart attack, they go, it's my first heart attack. It might have been their eighth. And they just never knew. So ethnic groups obviously have a lot of disparity in terms of who's more at risk. Indian and Native Alaskan American comprise 18.3% of deaths. Men more than women, Asian American, Pacific Islander, 21%, Black, 23.5%, White, 23.7%, Hispanic, 20.3%. Men still exceed women. However, the lowest gap, the narrowest gap between men and women is in Black Americans, which means you can't just say heart disease is a man problem. So what are your risk factors for heart disease? Well, diabetes, obesity, overweight, unhealthy diet, physical activity, excessive alcohol, smoking, family history of heart disease, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, short stature could also put you at higher risk. And so, you know, there's been some questions as to, well, what are some other signs? Let's say your EKG is normal and your insurance doesn't pay for cardiac testing. What are some other signs? Well, we really don't like to look at physical signs. You know, sometimes we'll see people with little yellow dots around their eyes, little yellow hard plaques on the skin under and around their eyes. Those are xanthomas. That could be a sign that you have high cholesterol. An article in 2018 said deep forehead wrinkles could suggest heart disease risk. They found people like, if you look at Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton has some deep forehead wrinkles. So deep forehead wrinkles could be a sign. We talked about earlobe creases, the Frank sign. Frank sign is where you have a diagonal crease in your earlobe. A medical student had taught me that because her father was a cardiologist. And when I looked up, I read about that little diagonal crease. It came from Sanders Frank, Dr. Sanders Frank, in 1973. And he described it in patients with coronary artery disease. They've had CT scans and things like that, looking at the heart, and they did find a correlation. It could also predict stroke risk, too. You know, if you do have artery clogging, that these, you know, forehead wrinkles or deep forehead wrinkles or earlobe crease could signify, that could, you know, also signify that you might have risk for stroke. Why? Well, maybe it's because poor vascularization. If you don't have really good, strong blood vessels because of all the cholesterol or diabetes or whatever, maybe it causes dimpling in the skin. Maybe collagen and elastic fibers lose their elasticity from poor vascularization. We don't know. You know, and a lot of times our bodies will dermatologically through the skin manifest in terms of showing a sign of something going on internal. You know, there's dermatological manifestations of internal disease. We'll see this with acanthosis nigricans or dark discoloration under the arms. We'll see this with yellowing of the skin, with jaundice or liver disease. And so, you know, certain things, colon cancer, may cause a lesser trochee or like a smearing of moles-looking image on somebody's back. So it's, you know, definitely something worth considering, but just because you see a Frank sign doesn't mean necessarily, you know, somebody has heart disease, but it's something to look at. So you're going to see Go Red. Go Red is a campaign, where today people are wearing red. It's not for Valentine's Day. It's not for celebrating a period. And it's, you know, an American Heart Association campaign to kind of remind us that, you know, women can have heart disease too. And they might not have the typical chest pain, trouble breathing, palpitations, dizziness, you know, weakness, sweats. They might have jaw pain. They might have nausea. They might feel a little winded. Maybe they'll have a cough. And that's very, very frustrating because a lot of women that do have heart disease, you know, won't, you know, a lot of times even complain about it also. Remember Rosie O'Donnell had helped somebody out of her car. I believe this was in New York. I think, you know, there was somebody who was having issues getting out of her car, so she helped her. Later that night, her shoulder hurt. So she's like, well, I must have, you know, strained my shoulder, you know, helping this woman out of her car. And then it turned out the next day when she went to a doctor, it was a angina or vasospasm of her coronary artery, or she was at risk for a heart attack or possibly had a heart attack. And all it was shoulder pain. So I recommend to men and women, because this isn't just a women issue, this isn't just a man issue, that if you have a weird symptom that doesn't seem right, a toothache, and the tooth seems fine, you know, you feel a little dizziness, you have some trouble breathing when you go upstairs, you get nauseated. You faint. You have a fainting spell. You know how many people have fainting spells and the ER says, oh, you just had heat stroke. No, it was a heart attack. So, I mean, it could be heat stroke, but, you know, in the winter, get it checked out. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says Acting Chief of Staff Nick Mulvaney is staying on the job. Speaking at the White House, the president's rejecting a report that Mulvaney is on his way out.
That was a false report. I have a great relationship with Nick. I have a great relationship with Mark. And it's false.
Vice President Mike Pence is celebrating the jobs report and the U.S. economy as a whole.
This has been a great week for America and a great week for President Donald Trump. I mean, thanks to the president's leadership, we're in the middle of a booming American economy.
The vice president speaking there on CNBC. The jobs report shows employers added 225,000 jobs in January, and the unemployment rate was 3.6%. Average hourly earnings continue to climb as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we have another debate. This one is in New Hampshire, and it's coming on the heels of a Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders near tie in the Iowa caucus, which was one debacle after another, which we don't really understand why it was such a cluster, because they say that the app was made by people who used to work for Hillary Clinton's campaign. So I'm not entirely sure what's going on with that. But tonight's debate is going to be down to 7 candidates. That makes it a little easier. Do you guys do that where you'll watch the debate? I don't know if I'm going to watch. Some of my friends want to go out tonight, but I am interested in it because in the original debates, there's so many people talking. They're like, well, I don't want to hear from them. You know, I want to hear from Yang, or I want to hear from Gabby, or I want to hear from, you know, Joe Biden, or, you know, and you know, somebody else is talking, like, well, I don't care what they're saying. You know, and so when you start to narrow the field, now you get to kind of hear a little bit more concrete stuff, and then they get kind of put on, they kind of get put on the stand a little bit more on, okay, so, you know, you talk about Medicare for all, you know, you gave us a very loose idea of how you're going to pay for it. Are you serious? I mean, we don't have enough money for regular Medicare now. You know, it starts to get, you know, we'll hopefully get a little bit more meat out of it. So ABC is hosting the 8th Democratic primary debate right now with Apple News and Hearst Television's WMUR-TV affiliate in New Hampshire. The debate has been sanctioned by the Democratic National Committee, taking place at St. Anselm's College Sullivan Arena in Manchester. It's going to air at 8 p.m. Eastern time to 11 p.m. I don't know when they go pee. That is really hard to hold it for 3 hours. So we're going to see Andrew Yang, who's an entrepreneur, former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, sorry if I can't pronounce the names right, former Vice President Joe Biden, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, and businessman Tom Steyer. I don't know if, I was wondering, if I would run for office, what would they call me? Would they call me an entrepreneur? Probably not. Would they call me a businesswoman? No. Would they call me a radio host? Would they call me a doctor? They would probably do, I don't know what they would do. Person who absolutely knows nothing. Well, I know much about politics, I just don't like it. Person who hates politics and is on air. Personality, Dr. Dolly Wex. Yay, Dr. Dolly! 2% of the votes. Okay, so Chief Anchor George Stephanopoulos is going to be there with David Moore and Lindsay Davis. They're going to moderate the debate. Candidates are going to have 1 minute and 15 seconds to answer direct questions, 45 seconds for rebuttals at the discretion of the moderators. Candidates will not make opening or closing statements, but there will be a closing question. Yeah, I like that. I'm sick of these politicians going, well, we need to be for the country, and, you know, America comes first, and, you know, I believe our foreign policy position will be something that bridges countries together and makes America stronger. And you're like, what the hell are you talking about? It's a waste of time. And then when they do their closing remarks. So the reason why you need to vote for me is because I am your man, or I am your woman, and I will be the face of America. Go to my website at blah. Nobody wants to hear that stuff. Okay, if we want to go to your website, all we have to do is Google you. It's fine. Podium order will be determined by averaging the candidates' qualifying polls as certified by the DNC. Apparently, in order to get to the polling threshold, you had to get at least 5% support in 4 national polls. So they're done with the people only getting 2% here and there. Okay? These were polls in New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina. In order to count as qualified polls, the polls had to be sponsored by different organizations or sponsored by the same organization covering different geographical areas. So that's the thing. You just can't get somebody who's polling well in California. Okay, because you have other areas. The second path was candidates had to get at least 7% of polls conducted in New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina. These polls could be sponsored by the same organization and conduct the same geographical area. Don't ask. Then, and if you don't mind my reading this, candidates had to meet a grassroots fundraising threshold to qualify. They had to accrue at least 225,000 individual donors. I was debating this with somebody the other day where somebody said it doesn't matter if they've raised no money, they could still run for president. I disagreed with that in terms of, I mean, my guess is anybody can run. I mean, I believe Mickey Mouse could even be on the ballot. But my problem with this was you see people dropping out. Kamala Harris dropping out, Cory Booker dropping out, and you see, and I'm like, why would they drop out? They obviously don't want to. So, you know, if that was the theory that anybody could still run, then you would think, well, if somebody's dropping out, it's because they're being blackmailed, or, you know, something's going to be revealed, and they're like, okay, I'll drop out of the race, so nobody has to know that, you know, skeleton in the closet. But no, they actually have to have fundraising goals. You have to at least accrue 225,000 individual donors. They had to have a minimum of 1,000 unique donors per state in at least 20 states, U.S. territories, and the District of Columbia. So let's say I wanted to run for office. This is really important because some of you have asked me to run for office. I know. Don't ask why. I don't know why you guys want me to run for office, honestly. I would be an absolute disaster. I would be like, you know, my tweets would be worse than Trump's. Okay? Let me just say that. I wouldn't be a disaster. I think I could be good, but the reason why I would be a quote-unquote disaster in the political spectrum is I would meet a voter, and they go, well, you know, we need this, we need this. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're right. Okay, let's do that. And then I'll meet another one going, no, but we need this. I'm like, oh, I didn't think about that. And then I would be trying to please everybody. You can't please everybody. In politics, you have to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to just say to hell with a certain, you know, lobbying group or a group of citizens and go over here. And I couldn't do that. I couldn't legislate for one thing that screws over other people. I couldn't do that. So that I would be like, you know what? Okay, everybody gets, you know, jobs. I don't know what I would do. I really don't. So I can't do it. I don't like making enemies. So, but interesting how you can't just, if let's say Nevada likes me and Nevada's like, yay, Dr. Dahlia, woo. If people don't know me in Wisconsin, I'm not going to get voted. So you have to have at least 20 states. So what are they going to talk about? Well, we don't officially know. We think some of the foreign policy, you know, like trade deals with China and, you know, maybe, you know, add a deal with, you know, the Middle East, North Korea, you know, Trump's Iran policy. So, you know, all six candidates have criticized Trump's decision to kill Soleimani because they're worried about a chance of broader escalation with Tehran. But most acknowledge that Soleimani was a bad guy. So, you know, they're going to probably discuss that. And so, you know, I don't know. I would like to hear some health care. Not really too sure what, you know, they're going to debate on when it comes to China. I think China is going to be having a complete reverse with everything going on with coronavirus. I don't know. China's already cutting tariffs. China's already trying to save its economic butt, because now that over 28 countries have started to put some sort of restrictions in terms of travel to and from China, they got some issues. Not to mention the fear that people have of buying something that could come from China. You know, they might incorrectly think it has coronavirus on it. Or they might, you know, people are panicked. The latest coronavirus case is 31,638 deaths. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what they talk about on the debate. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the next crisis America is kind of going through right now is how to react when somebody dies. When a public figure, an icon, a celebrity dies, does the past get brought up or not? And apparently this is a big cluster where Gayle King had interviewed Lisa Leslie, WNBA star, about Kobe Bryant's life and legacy. And she brought up the 2003 allegation against Bryant, the interviewer, Gayle King. And now has gotten death threats and just has been vilified online. And Gayle King had interviewed Miss Leslie as part of a package for CBS This Morning. They discussed Bryant's basketball legacy and the tragedy of his recent death. At one point, Gayle asked Leslie what her opinion was of the 2003 accusation against Bryant that he had raped a woman. Now, he was never convicted. The charges were dropped. He issued a public apology. What we find out, if there was some sort of a civil suit, I believe, that happened. I'm not sure. He had said he thought the sex was consensual. He acknowledged she did not. And so Gayle King asked her about this. And her network uploaded the clip, quote, out of context, and said they deliberately chosen the most salacious part of the interview. Oprah said she's not doing well. She's kind of now feeling attacked. Even Bill Cosby is tweeting from jail, from what we understand, against what happened. And the interview ran. Like I said, it's a big mess. When we had news of Kirk Douglas dying this week, reports of him allegedly raping Natalie Wood surfaced. Apparently Natalie Wood was raped at age 16, never revealed who it was, but in 2012, I believe somebody had shared that the assailant was Kirk Douglas. I don't know what the proof was. I haven't been following that story. And so, on one end, you're thinking, okay, you have somebody that tragically dies. Okay, let them be mourned. Let them, you know, go through their funeral, go through their, memorial and let them rest in peace. On the other end, you have people that feel very, very assaulted, shall we say, by seeing somebody put on covers of magazines, being, treated like a pope or a martyr when they possibly did something heinous. The thing is if we don't have proof, if we don't know what happened, you can't accuse somebody in their death of doing something when they can't defend themselves. But what it shows is people are not really in unison when it comes to martyring somebody or idolizing somebody or mourning somebody. I mean, there are people that think Kobe Bryant is a god. All his charity work, all his athletics, everything he's done. And you have other people who think that he got away with rape. And so, I'm not sure what the answer is. You know, we don't want to not memorialize somebody. When you have somebody famous, you know, people mourn. Just like Michael Jackson. It really affected me. I don't know what he was proven guilty of and everything that was going on, you know, with him and the kids and all that. But despite all that, him dying hurt. It was like a piece of my childhood. Michael Jackson gone. That was rough. That was not easy. Prince dying. That was rough. Not easy. And so the public does need a chance to mourn. The question is, do people deserve a cover of a magazine? Do you know, it's people lose loved ones, they lose their husbands, they lose their kids, you know, and, you know, when they see everybody come together and donate money for, you know, a celebrity and you know, they lost a child, it's frustrating. There is a growing animosity towards celebrities being treated as gods. But then again, it's not that they're being treated as gods, is you have masses amounts of people mourning their loss. I mean, I found out Kobe Bryant died when I was at a conference, and I was so shocked. In the middle of the lecture, just told everybody. And then as soon as the lecture was over, like, guys, I just heard this. This came over the wire. Kobe Bryant. You know, I was like, oh, you know, I mean, when everybody knows somebody, you know, it's shocking. Now, sexual harassment in Hollywood isn't a new thing. Apparently, there's a growing list of people who have been accused of sexual harassment. As you know, Matt Lauer was a Today Show host. There were complaints by a colleague of his behavior. I believe he had been let go. He was fired. Danny Masterson was accused of rape by four women. Danny Masterson was starring on The Ranch and The 70s Show with Ashton Kutcher. Apparently, he has denied all allegations, but he's been accused. Charlie Rose, famous, I believe, CBS This Morning. I think he's from CBS This Morning. CBS fired him. Larry King had been accused. NFL Network analysts, a few of them. Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk, Ike Taylor, Heath Evans had been suspended by NFL Network after being accused. Geraldo Rivera. Bette Midler said Geraldo Rivera assaulted her in the 70s. Made allegations public in 1991. Ryan Seacrest had been accused of behaving inappropriately. Oliver Stone. Sylvester Stallone. Sylvester Stallone was accused of assaulting a teenager in 86, according to a newly uncovered police report. An unidentified 16-year-old girl told the Las Vegas Police Department that Stallone, who was 40 years old at the time, and his bodyguard, Michael DeLuca, intimidated her into having sex with both of them. Both Stallone and DeLuca were married at the time. Now, he, of course, calls it ridiculous, categorically false, and again, you just don't know. How do they defend themselves? How do the victims accuse themselves? Al Franken was forcibly kissing Leanne Tweeden. We had Leanne Tweeden on the show. And then made pictures looking like he was grabbing her breasts. Garrison Keillor, Richard Dreyfuss has been accused of inappropriate behavior. Louis C.K. from I Love You Daddy. John Travolta had been accused. There was a police report. Apparently a 21-year-old male masseur said that Travolta groped him. Kevin Spacey, we know of that case. Tom Sizemore. Charlie Sheen allegedly raped Corey Haim when they both co-starred in Lucas. Again, George Takei. George Takei, Star Trek. Jeremy Tambor, Steven Seagal, Jeremy Piven, Nick Carter, Brett Rayner. So, you know, when there's probably going to be in the next year or two kind of a new way to mourn celebrities who leave that have had previous allegations. The problem is if they've never been proven, you know, do you really sully their name? Or if they did do it, we're coming up a break. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY, don't go away.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.